There has been no evidence that this was not his professional opinion. You haven't heard a single witness say that, Your Honor. Furthermore, a question that is truly ambiguous or which affirmatively misleads the testifier can never provide a basis for a finding of perjury, as it could never be said that one intended to answer such a question untruthfully. That's a Sixth Circuit case. But all of these questions affirmatively ask Alexander to answer a question. This one has five questions in it, and you haven't heard any evidence at all that Alexander's yes corresponds to any specific part of this question.